African. But the right one is the one who is moderate in spending. وَلَمْ يَقْتُلُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. So this is what is expected of us. Now, when you are spending on yourself, or you are spending on your family, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that سَفَى بِالْمَرِ إِسْمًا أَيُّذَ يَعْمَ الْيَعُونَ. It is an enough thing for somebody, as you know, you are many a room, for him to render or for him to maltreat the one that is taking care of their feeding. He doesn't care. He has children, he has wife. He will not get up for the wife. He will not cater for the children. The Prophet ﷺ said, this is enough, a sin for such a person. So the way that you gather, that you are keeping, piling up, as long as you've not benefited yourself with the wealth, nor have you benefited your children, your wife with the wealth, this will be against you on the day of Qiyamah. Because there are those that you are supposed to spend on. When the Prophet was talking about the right of the wife, he said, "Anta tu'imaha idha ta'inta." When you eat, you give your wife to eat. But the suwa is at-tasayta. And when you put on garments, you also clothe your wife. This is part of the rights of the wife. Like when your children, you clothe them, you feed them. But you start with yourself. A man came to the Prophet as a Sharif, said the Prophet said to them, Tasaddaqu, do sadaqah. And the man said, Ya Rasulullah, عندي dinar. O Messenger of Allah, I have a dinar. The Prophet said, Tasaddaq bi ala nafsi. Do sadaqah with the dinar that you have on yourself. The man said, Indi akhar, I have another dinar. He said, Tasaddaq bi ala zawji. Spend this on your wife. He said, Indi akhar, I have another one. He said, Tasaddaq bi ala waladi. Spend it on your children. He said, Indi akhar, I have another. He said, Tasaddaq bi ala khadimi. Spend it on your slave or your servant. So the short idea is that we have to know how you spend your wealth. It is compulsory on you to take care of yourself, compulsory on you to take care of yourself. The one who does not take care of himself and his wife is going to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of your children. You have to take care of your wife. You take care of your parents if you are the one responsible for their eating and drinking. You have to take care of all these people. Then before it now gets to what? The zakah that you have treated. That is what? The zakah that is composed upon your work. Apart from this, it is the kind of sadaqah too. The one that comes. But this sadaqah is something that is like your duty that you have to do on your family and on yourself. If you are true with these, then you now go to the other one, which is the zakah that is composed that you have talked about. If you have the wealth. But if you don't have the wealth for the zakah that you have just talked about, then you come towards this Salah Fatatawo that you are about to preach. The Salah Fatatawo, you come to this. You don't go for Salah Fatatawo when you are supposed to do the Salakat is done, the component Salakat. You leave the Salakat that you want composed, you now go for Salakat Tatawur. No. Have you taken care of yourself, your family? If what you have is enough for the component Salakat, which is in Macau, if it is not enough, then you may go for solar plant at all. You may go for that. But for you to give the component Zakat and begin Salat of the Torah, this will not save you from the fact that you have footage. وَلَا يَحْفَدَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ لِمَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَخَيْرًا لَهُمْ. Those who are stingy with what Allah has given them of His bounty, they should not think that what they have been is good. بَلْ هُوَ الشَّرُّ لَهُمْ. It is evil for them. فَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of resurrection, these things will be torn into snakes, and they will be used to tie their neck, and the snakes will be biting them, This will be their punishment until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them their way to Al-Jannah or to Paradise. So you have to look at all this when you want to spend in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure if you are spending in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you fall among those who practice waqana bayna dhalika qawmar, not among those who are yusriful, who are extravagant in their spending. So this is the way we should prioritize our spending. Now there are cases where some people will give priority to other people above themselves or above their family. Is this permissible at all? For you to give priority to some other people, which is the Salat of Tatoro, for instance, no? Salat of Tatoro. Some of you to spend on your family, yourself, you not spend on other people. We said the normal thing is for you to spend on yourself and what? Your family. That is the normal thing. But is it permissible for one to give preference to other people being Salat of Tatoro or them above oneself? Is that permissible? This may be permissible in some situation. And that is when you get to the level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about some people of Medina. Allah says, وَيُسِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. And they will prefer some other people above themselves. وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. Even if they are what? Impressing it. They themselves are impressing it. But they still prefer other people above themselves. This is a quality that not everybody can get to that level. It's a level. The highest level of you loving for yourself what you love for your own. Loving for your brother what you love for yourself. Now, in a situation that you now love for your brother, you love for your brother, open what you cannot do for yourself. But that is not the level that we encourage people to go, because people, they are what? They are nuts. People have weak minds, they can't go to that level. People, if you encourage people to go to that level, a lot of people, some of them will appreciate it. Because when the repercussion, so to say, of that thing that is doing comes, it will be forced to say what? Things of kufu. But you have cases like these cases of those who get to that level. There is a case, or that was the case of a man called Abu Dahda or Abu Dahda. This man, somebody had dispute with another person concerning a gay tree. So they took the matter to the Prophet and the Prophet judged among them, but this matter involves, or it involved, an offer. This offer was not crying that this day of ease, this day three of ease, that there is no power we can do it. If this man takes it, they will suffer. So it was said that the son now appealed on behalf of the man. So the person involved is like was not inclined towards that appeal. It's like he insisted. The Prophet Allah now said, who will assist this boy? Who will loan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? من الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضعفه له أضعافا كثيرة. So this Abu Darda now said, يا رسول الله أيستقرضنا ربنا أو Messenger of Allah, does our Lord want us to loan him? And he will have, the person who will have what? In Al-Jannah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said yes. So this man said, O Messenger of Allah, I testify that my garden full of date trees. He said it was about 500 or 600 or so date trees in the garden. He said everything I've given it, peace be upon him. So what did he do? He said to that man that this day tree that you have put with this small boy on, I want to buy it with my own garden, the old garden full of date trees. So this man only thing went to his wife and said, oh my wife, my children, this is what I've done. And the wife said, oh, the Allah Kubaraka in your transaction, in your loan. So the wife did not say, ah, are you crazy? What do we need? What have you left to us? So as the children, you all put Baraka in what this man has done. So in a situation like this, we say somebody whose Iman has gotten to a level that it will not affect him. He can bear whatever will be the outcome of that thing. We also have another case, the case of Abu Talha. As contained in Sahih Muslim, a man, very poor, came to the Prophet of Allah sallam, and was in serious need, looking for what to eat. Prophet Allah himself did not have what to eat. No, at times, as Aisha of the Sahih said, they want 2 months. They will not cook anything in their house, just to eat for days and to drink milk on it. So, Prophet Allah did not add anything. He now said, who would take care of my guest? And so will be for him in Al-Jannah. So Abu Talha, radiallahu anhu, said, I, Messenger of Allah. So this man took this man to his house, and getting to his house, he asked his wife, what do you have? Wife said, nothing except what the children will eat. The man said, okay, no problem. What you do is that what the children pamper them from out to the sleep. So that we can give what you have for our guests. So they did that. And they pretended. He also ordered the wife to put out the light so that it will appear to the guests as he was also eating. So the guest ate, he was satisfied. The following morning, Abu Talha went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet just said to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy, surprised with your you did what you did last night. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reviewed wa yuthiruna ala anfusihim walau kana bihim khasasa. And he will prefer others above themselves. Who will keep watch if they have khasasa? They are interested in it as well. We also have the case of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as contained in the Sunnah. They wanted to go to a battle, and people were contributing. Umar radiallahu anhu came, he contributed half of what he had. And he had in his mind that, oh, today I'll do Abu Bakr in my donation. So Abu Bakr, without being known to him, he came and he said, this is what I have, this is all that I have. Prophet Allah said, what did you leave for your family to eat? He said, I've left Allah and His Messenger for them. There are some other examples from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But is this what we encourage people to go or to do? No. Except those who are what? Yaqeen with Iman. Those whose Iman is so strong that the outcome of the action is not something that will shake them. Because they are so sure of that if they do this, no. Before the day goes out, they will get something in place of what they've done. Huh? You know, some people, their Iman has gotten to that level. They are ready to spend everything they have now, and they believe that what? No. Allah will give them something in place of it. Even more than what they have spent before the day goes out. That is what the apex. But it's not something that we encourage you, because not everybody have the edges. So those whose Iman is at this level, they can do that. Those whose Iman is not up to this level, you can't say what you should be doing. Then I encourage people that, oh, some people, they give everything they have, no. Expecting people to watch to be doing that, no. But those whose Iman is up to that, then they can do it. But the general rule is that you take care of yourself, then if you have something left, then you say take care of yourself, that is, without being what? Without being extravagant. Not at all when you have 5,000 naira with you, for instance, now. You've not eaten, your wife has not eaten, your children have not eaten as well. So now go to Mr. Beef and you eat everything delicious here. You finish the 5,000. Why would you have to say that? The person has said that what? If you have enough to eat, start with yourself. You say what? There is Islam here. Because the 5,000 that you have spent on yourself alone, it's enough to take care of you, your family. So why spending it on yourself so that it works? It's wrong. But let me say that lam yusrifu, do not embark on Israel. Walam yaftu, and you will not do it in such a way that what? You affect them. You know, at times some brothers put themselves in difficulties. You have not eaten, the children have not eaten, and say what? You are saving the rat to build the house. So now that if you go and get a piece of land, then you'll be starving yourself, starving your wife, starving your children. So that's what you can get. Who tells you that you'll be the one that you live in that house? Who tells you that? Who tells you that? And that's why you have to know things. You deal with your immediate need first. Not that what I'm saying, I want to have a place, which is good to have your own house in this service. When you have your own house, then you will not eat. Then the next thing is for you to fall sick. When you fall sick, you die. So, the land that you have purchased, and even the amount that you have spent on that land, will be taken by some other people. And you could man who are really a half in marriage. Who amongst you loves the wealth of those who inherit more than he loves the wealth of those? So you have to start with yourself, with those that you also watch. You are responsible for their feeding. You are responsible for taking care of. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu has contained in the Sahih. When he was seeing sign of, he was sick, seriously sick, and he felt he could die as a result of this sickness. He now said to the Messenger of Allah, say, O Messenger of Allah, I want to give out about 2,000 or so of money, but I don't have anybody to inherit me and search a daughter. The Prophet of Allah said, go ahead, give everything out. Rather, he told me that, this is too much. The man said, okay, I'll use half of my money. This is too much. He said, okay, I'll use 1/3 of it. He said, 1/3? No problem, 1/3. But he took it. But 1/3 is too much. But he allowed him to give out 1/3 of it. You know, so the reason why I'm saying this is, فَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تُنْفِقَ نَفَقَةً تَتَّرِجِعَ وَجْحَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أُجِرْتَ عَلَيْهِ. There is nothing that you spend with which you seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa ujibta alayhi, except that was Allah who rewarded for that. Hatta ma taj'al fi mu'ask. All what you give to your wife will be rewarded for that. All what you spend on yourself, if you have good intention with what you spend on yourself, you will be rewarded for that. It's mubarak for you to eat, to drink, to clothe. But when you have good intention with your feeding, with your eating, you will be rewarded for that. Hatta ma taj'al fi fihi murat. All what you give to your wife to eat. The Prophet then continued by saying, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْ تَذَرَ وَرَثَتَكَ أَغْنِيَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَنْ تَذَرَهُ عَالَةً يَتَكَفَّفُ مِنَ النَّاسِ. For you to leave your heirs أَغْنِيَا, well, is better for you, is better than you leaving them عَالَة, dependent on other people, you have to come from within as active people. And that's why I said, this is what the preferred one is, that what you don't give everything out. Because giving everything out, if you cannot, if your iman is not that strong, you may regret it. But having taken care of those that you're supposed to take care of, then what is left? You give some account of it, then this is good. So, we have to understand this. That taking care of our family, taking care of ourselves in a moderate way that will not involve extravagance is something that is very, very important and is a compulsory thing. Now when we talk about Salatul Tatawwu, this is something that is rewarded. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that in the mar'a yakunu fi dhilli sadaqatihi yawm al-qiyamah. A person will be in the shade of his sadaqah on the day of what? Qiyamah.
That is general.
Whether compulsory one or the one that is not compulsory. So for us to do sadaqa is something that is very, very important. After the compulsory thing, the compulsory spending on ourselves, if you are out to keep what you have left, it's not up to the compulsory zakah. If what you have left is something that is small, try to give sadaqa out of the small thing that you have left. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Ittaqunna." He said, "Fear fire, wala will be shifty fire." Even if what you use in avoiding air fire is what the ship is power, you have a date that you want to eat. Huh? Or even what you want that you want to eat, you have a date. Just by giving shit, just part of the date to somebody. How do you want to share just one date? Huh? If you share a date, what is that? But I will be shift the camera. Who will need to give somebody just a part of the date? So many things, don't belittle anything of sadaqa to give. Anything that you know will not affect you when you spend it is good. But when you give sadaqa, what you are doing is that what you are preparing for a year after. So there are so many ahadith on this. So the author, rahmatullahi ta'ala, talking about sadaqa al-tatawwu', it started with the hadith of Abu Hurairah, the hadith of seven people that will be provided a shade on the day of Qiyamah, on the day that there will be no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a shade, some of the scholars say the shade of the arsh, or the shade created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this specific purpose of the day of Qiyamah. Not the shadow of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the shade created for that purpose, in order to prevent these people, this group, from the heat of the sun. You know, the Prophet ﷺ said on the day of Qiyamah, the sun, which the scientists say is about 250 million miles away from us, will be made close to us to the extent that he said it will not be more than a meal. The companion who reportedly said, "I don't understand the meal," the Prophet said, "Is it a meal like that small thing that is used, that is put into what they call it? This what do they call it? Tiro. What is the English word for that small, the small thing that they use to put inside in order to not my teeth. Or whether it's a mile that one is talking about, a mile. So something that is about 150 million miles away will be drawn, will be made closer to us, will be made close to us just of a mile. He says some people will be sweating on that day. Their sweat will involve them up to their ankles, some up to their knees, some up to their waist. Some they will be engulfed completely when they sweat. This will continue for a long period, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not judge among the people. So these people, they will be provided a shade. That is, they will not be sweating. They will be provided a shade by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the author now says that in the hadith we have رَجِلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه. Among this group is a man who has given sadaqah. The sadaqah team has given what? A sadaqah. Sadaqah team, this is what? Nakra. Nakra, that is, it is not definite, indefinite. But sadaqah, the sadaqah team, he gives a sadaqah. حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمُ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُ. It was so hidden or secret that his left hand doesn't know that what his right hand has given something to another person. Huh? So when you are giving somebody something in such a way that what? Your left does not know that your right is. Both of them are ours and you. Both of them are part and parcel of you. Your left and your right, both of them are what? Part of you. But your right is giving something to somebody to the extent that what? Your left doesn't know. No talk of the person that is what? So that is, it is so secret in such a way that what? Nobody will know about this. This is the best sadaqah. And that's where the Prophet Allah Salaam says, sadaqah to sirri. The sadaqah that you give secretly quenches the anger, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the one who is giving sadaqah secretly. Such a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be angry with him. And this is the best way you can give sadaqah. Because by giving sadaqah secretly, show off is no more, it cannot be attached to you, because who are you showing off to? Nobody. Nobody. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that in tubudu sadaqatikum, when you make your sadaqah, and if you make it accurate, known, and even money, no problem. As long as what? As long as it does not involve show off. When it involves show off, then it will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ فِي مَأِ غَيْرِ تَرَبْتُهُ وَشِرْكَهُ. Whoever does any righteous deed and he associates any partner with me in me, تَرَبْتُهُ وَشِرْكَهُ, I will abandon him with what? With what he has done. Allah is not going to accept that. As long as you are giving somebody, so that some people will hear you, so that people will say, oh, mashallah, that man is very. So, if that is the reason why you are doing this, then the people have said it. And what, you have gotten the reward of what you have done. But when this thing is what, it's so secret that nobody knows, one can say this is what is free of show. إن تبدو الصدقات فنعمة هي وإن تخفوها. But if you hide it, you make it secret, but to الفقراء and you give it to the needy, this is not for خير, this is good. So among the seven groups that will be admitted into الجنة, that will be provided a shade by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day that there will be severe heat, is the group of the man who gives sadaqah secretly in such a way that what his left doesn't know that his right has given sadaqah. So if you look at this, the benefit there is that what we do sadaqah and we do it secretly. But if we make it open, there is nothing wrong in it. As long as our intention is what is clean, our intention is not that what we want to show off. At times, it may be good to open it publicly, when you have another good intention, which may be what you want to encourage other people to also do. When you see that what people are lagging behind concerning what sadaqa, you now do it openly so that what you encourage them to also spend. Like the one at the Abubakar did, like that of Umar and so many others in some instances. But when one does it secretly, this will be better, because it's something that one will say is not a show off. One of the mashayikh in Saudi, somebody narrated what he would do. Every morning he would go to the house of a poor family. He would go and drop foodstuff, drop so many things, troops and the like. He would drop it in front of the house. He would do this often. So when these people come, they will see this thing in front of the house. So that's how they will see it often and often. So they are so surprised that who is the one that is bringing this into our house? So they will eat. But one day, as the sheikh was coming to put that thing, as he was just coming out of his car, he would come and do it very early, even before the salah was over. And as he was coming to do it, just coming out of his car to drop it, we will drop it. Somebody just saw him. So when the sheikh saw this person, he became very, very disturbed, because he did not want anybody to know that he was the one that was coming to put that thing there. That was what affected what his reward of what of secret tobacco. Because it's not that he that said that person should see him. But the shy idea is that to tell us how the Salaf is sorry and the Baqiyah to Salaf is sorry, the way they will do. The way they will do trying to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith that Ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala brought here, he said, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. He now mentioned just one person, that is one group. So there are some other six groups that the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala did not mention. The reason he didn't mention them is that they are not that relevant to the topic of Sadaqat Tatawwu. So he only went straight to the area that is important, and he took that area. But inshallah, subsequently, we'll try to explain those other six groups that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in hadith. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who fall among these groups. So sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka la ummi hamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What are you doing? You from your customer, you
what is the Now, sadaqa has a lot of reward and has a lot of benefits. So the words that you have said, so they are part of the benefits of sadaqa. When you do sadaqa, it also prolongs the life. When you do sadaqa, it also make your dua to be accepted. Sadaqa itself is a sign of having good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the people, when they are the kind of rush, and you ask them to go, they will go and pray, seeking for rain. He will tell them that Uduru supplicate what a sadaqa, and also do what? Do sadaqa. When people are looking for rain, you do what? You do sadaqa. So when you are looking for something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can do sadaqa. When you do sadaqa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a replacement of that. So many things. No more Allah says, man that is letting you kill Allah, قَرْضَ بِحَسَنًا فَيُضَعِفَهُ تَوَضَعَافًا كَثِيرًا. So when you say you do sadaqa, just rest assured that you are going to get many in place of this. You try this. Try this. Just give, no matter how little your sadaqa is, you get many a return. That is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْدُعِفَهُ اللَّهُ وَالْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. So not only your supplication, not only long life, sadaqa brings a lot of food to you. So when we say sadaqa here, we are not referring to the sadaqa being recommended by the soothsayers and the likes and the jealousy people. No. Anything that you feel like giving out in sadaqa, that you feel like giving out in sadaqa, is good. And you are going to get reward for that, unless if you don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you spend 10 naira, for instance, expect that what you get 100 naira, or when you get more than that, times 7 of that again, 70, up to 700, more than that. It depends on what you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet of Allah said, مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٌ مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٌ. The words will not reduce as a result of what? صَدَقَةٌ. No. وَمَا عَدَيْتُ مِنْ زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Whatever zakat that you give, seeking the pleasure of Allah with that, for letting with their phone, those are what? Who are increasing their wealth. But the same amount takes to me riba, the elbow of your wadina, Father Ever in that time. Whatever riba you take, you don't put somebody money and you are collecting interest or using your needs, you now see that what? Your wealth is increasing, it's increasing. That's the Father Ever in that time. It does not what increase before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, if you look at what is affecting them in the Western world today, you pity these people. The economy is crumbling gradually. And they are looking for ways in order to spread this to other nations as well. As a result of what? Learning people with what? To deliver. And the so-called Islamic banking now is speaking up. Not in Nigeria, but even in the Western world, in America, there are so many banks, so many riba banks now, and now having a kind of Islamic whatever. So, to tell us that, stick to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything will be okay. Because we are running away from the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why our fears are like this. So Allah has so many benefits than what you are saying for Allah.
How can we define extravagance? I think it's very easy to do that. So a brother likes to buy a computer, iPad, a nice car, a spacious house. Another brother says, subhanAllah, it's extravagant. Another brother says, no, I need to manage myself and stuff like that. That's the first question. Second one is, with regards to the situation of the economy today, somebody collects 50,000 naira salary, another person collects 200,000. But each person has earmarked 20,000 for something, 10,000 for this, 5,000 for that, and the salary is gone. The two dots are part of it. The other 200,000 person earmarked everything like that, and it's gone. But the other person looks at it that, see, you are collecting 200,000, you are not doing as much sodap for as much as collecting 50,000. Then finally, this type of sodap that people do around where you have marriage, or you have a clique, or you have something, and somehow you are forced to give out gifts. Because sometimes it doesn't really come from the heart. Most of our people are not only our homes or something like that. That's sodap. That's what I was talking
about. Alhamdulillah, salatu wa salam ala rasulillah abad. Now let me start with the third one. This is not sodaqa. That is, when you give some, because somebody is doing aqiqah, or somebody is doing walima to the camps and so forth. The way we do that, we now exchange things. Okay, when I'm doing mine, he gives me. So when he's doing it, I have to give him. So this is what? Hiba. It's called give. This is what? Hiba. So hiba is what you give to somebody which you may be expecting that person to give you back, give you something back, maybe that is worth it or not. That is what is hiba. So, and now there is the scholars are talking, are discussing about hiba, and are two different types of hiba. But this, the one that you have the intention that when you give someone, the person should give you back. Is that permissible? In the deen, it's permissible. Is it something that is encouraged? That when you should be giving people with intention of what? Of getting from them. It's not something that is encouraged. But it's what? It is permissible. And that's why this type of hiba, that when you give somebody, you are expecting the person to also give you back. If the person doesn't give you, you can go back and collect. So, there is an authentic hadith that a man gave the Prophet something, and the Prophet was not compensating the man back. So, he was compensating the man. The man was saying, it was not enough. He gave him the return, he gave it to the man and said, okay, I'm not satisfied now. You have compensated me for my gift. So from this, Ali says, when you give with the intention of getting from the person that you have given, it is permissible. But it's not something that works. We recommend it. But I would say something is, as in here, at times, when you give somebody a thing, yours is not that what you should give you back. Your intention is what to establish a kind of love between both of you. This is what this is encouraged in the deen. And that's why he said, Tahadaw, Tahabu, exchange gifts. So that what? There will be love will be established amongst you. So when you give somebody the intention of just making yourself dear to that person, that is all that you give so that what you make yourself dear to that person. That is good, it's encouraging the deen. So the person when he also gives, but when you give somebody, you are not expecting from that person to give you back. That is hiba that Islam does not encourage, but it is permissive. But when it says something is sadaqa, sadaqa is what you give to somebody and you are not expecting that the person should love you. You are not expecting that the person wants should give you something back. You are doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the ahadin illa what the verse وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. It's not that what he's expecting, that he is talking about Abu Bakr, that has spent so much because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that what he's expecting any ni'mah or any return from any person. Illa ibtigha' wajhi rabbil a'la. Says that what is start looking for the pleasure of his Lord. Wala sawfa yarḍa. So this is what the type of abiyya, that we are talking about. When you do something, you don't give because you are expecting that somebody should give you something. You don't give because you never to make yourself dear to that person. No. Just because you just get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why you see some people when they give, they don't look at so what the person that they give will say about them. They don't look about that. They don't look after what they are concerned about is that what I'm doing this in order to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is sadaqa. This is sadaqa. So the one that you said is what? Riba. So the other one is hadiya, where you are trying to get the love of that person. Allah. What is
extravagant?
Now what is the term is extravagant? Anything that is above your needs is extravagant. Anything that is above your needs. When you spend more than what you need, is what is extravagant.
You know, if you can rent a two-bedroom house or three-bedroom house, and you say this one is for guests, and this one is for my wife, and this one is for me, when you end up getting a four-bedroom or five-bedroom house of the same value, and then you tell people that the first two-bedroom being a special house, for example, and you rent that at the same value.
Then when you build a house that has so many rooms and some are locked up, they are not being used by anybody. Is that your need? You don't need it. So you build that one for shaitan. At the first of my said, yes. What you have left without being used is for shaitan because you are not benefiting from it. So one for yourself, for your wife, one for maybe your child. If you have many children, you give them like that. But why you live without being used? I'm not using it for anything. Sometimes I want to see people just building houses, have one house, say that is what is tested. If it is building them with the intention of selling them, that would be a different issue. But just building them for building sake, not that because we want to sell the houses. Oh, this is what is extravagance. So extravagance will now be what is your need to differ. Take for instance now, somebody who is a poor man. If he has, take for instance, let's say a poor man has a three-bedroom flat. The room say what? That is more than his need. Three-bedroom flat is not more than the need of a poor man. Is that correct? No. It depends on how you determine it. Say for instance now in Saudi Arabia or Kuwait, poor men you have cars. Yes, you see somebody that is riding car. But yes, poor men they have what? They have cars. Yes. I was some years back, I was asking one of the mashayikh that somebody who has car, can a person take other country to do the research? What has that got to do with other country to do? That the fact that somebody has car doesn't mean he's rich now. So, but let's keep that alone. If somebody is living in a three-bedroom flat or a four-bedroom flat, he has a wife, if the wife takes one, he takes one, the children. So what is special in that? When somebody is living in the room apartment, the person is not living up to what? Standard. If that is right, poor or not, he's not living up to what? Standard. But somebody who is now poor is now Maybe somebody is poor and is riding Omar Jeep, for instance. Huh? Is that a poor man? So that's not a poor man. Now somebody is rich and is riding Omar Jeep. Is that an extravagance? Huh? No, look at this. Take for instance now, please. If I have children and my children are attending a school that they pay, let's say each one of them pay 10,000 or 8,000 per time. So then I expect the children of, let's say, Wale Tinubu, that's one man. I expect that the children will also be going to school that they pay 8,000. So if they go to school and they pay 100,000 or 200,000 or 500,000 per time, it's no extravagance. You have to look at the level of the individual's concerns. So when an individual is now going beyond his own level, that is when you call it what? Extravagance. Things that, okay, when I'm doing it, it's somehow, I'm not up to that I'm doing. So this watch, it will be extravagant. Then it may be extravagance when you are doing something that will not really bring you any benefit. The benefit of that is that you are, the money that you are spending cannot be seen. Take for instance now, there is a pen that is being sold for $10. The same pen, if you go to maybe one mall, they will sell the same pen. That same pen though, they will sell it $5,000 or they sell it $1,000. That is what extravagance. Because there is no difference in what, in this and that. So we cannot say because I'm poor, so I will use my own as what, as the yardstick. So any person that is doing things that I cannot do, I say the person is being extravagant. No, that is wrong. So the Salaf will saw it. Some people will ride on the red camels. The red camels. Some people will not ride on that. And riding on the red camels or having red camels in possession, that's the sign of what. So the person didn't say what, they should not write something like that. So as long as what the person is not, is the person is maybe buying or spending, it's not something that is beyond the status. Or it's not something that is overpriced, so to say. In that case, there's no extravagance from our eye. Yes, correct. That is when you use your money to buy anything that is haram, that is also extravagance. So what, there are things added to that because what you are buying is also what? Haram. All the money you are buying things are not haram, but they are things that ordinarily they are above your
We have some posted questions here.
Okay.
So they say a situation whereby a woman spends on her husband, parents, children. What are the rewards on this, and how should she prioritize it?
Alhamdulillah, ordinarily a man is supposed to spend on the family, not the woman. But if you have a situation where the woman is the one responsible for the family, because the husband doesn't have, so it is not compulsory on her to spend on the man. It's not compulsory on her to spend on the man. But when she spends, she's doing sabah. And she's also doing what is known as what? Tila to Rashid. And that's why the wife of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud ibn radiallahu anhu wanted to know if she could see her sabah. to Abdullah ibn Mus'ab. She now asked Abdullah ibn Mus'ab to go and make inquiry about this from the Prophet. Abdullah said, no, you really want to go. So this man went and asked the Prophet, and he told her that, no, this will be sober, and it will also be what she will be feeling. Two rewards she will get from that. The reward that she has done sober, then the reward that what she has also done feeling. Now, who should she start with? With the husband or with the parents? Now, since it is not our responsibility to spend for the husband, so she will start with the parents. Because it will be our responsibility to feed the parents if the parents do not work hard. But in the case of the man, the wife supersedes the parents. The wife supersedes the parents. So ordinarily, it is compulsory on the man to spend on his wife. Ordinarily, whether the woman has or not, it is compulsory on him to spend on the woman. But the parents, if they have, it is not compulsory on the man to spend on them, if they have. But what if the woman has, it becomes compulsory on him to spend. So this person is compulsory on him to spend on her, primarily, and this person is compulsory on him to spend on her, secondly. So that's why, with respect to that of the man, the wife supersedes the parents. The wife supersedes the parents. The children are the parents. The children also supersedes the parents. Because the man is supposed to depend on the parents, on the children. So, family. The children and the wife supersedes the children. No wife, no children. So the wife comes before the children. So that's why, if you look at what the man said to that man, said, spend it on yourself, said, I have another one, spend it on your wife, I have another one, on your children. Like that. So, but the parents, if they do not have, in that case, it becomes compulsory on you to spend on them. So with respect to that of the lady, so the parents first, then the husband.
Now, is it permissible to give charity on behalf of parents, siblings, or other relatives?
Is it
permissible to give charity on behalf of them, of parents, siblings, or other relatives?
To give to them or
on their behalf.
Now, give us a charity on behalf of your parents. This is acceptable. But given charity on behalf of other people or other relatives, so this is something that is a subject of controversy among the scholars. As for that of the parents, then there is nothing wrong about that. You can give charity. But for me to say, okay, I'm giving this charity, the reward that I'll get from the school in which so and so person in my family. So this is something that scholars disagree upon. But some cases like Hajj and the like, when you perform Hajj, for instance, now on behalf of your relative, this will be published based on the hadith of Shubruma. Hadith that somebody said, La Beka, Arauma, La Beka, Shubruma. And it was said that the person asked him, who is Shubruma? He said, a brother of mine or a relative. He said, Hajjaj al-Nafsik, have you performed Hajj on behalf of yourself? Or he said, no. He said, Hajjaj al-Nafsik, awalan, thumma Hajjaj al-Shubruma. Perform Hajj on behalf of yourself first, then you now perform after on behalf of the Shubruma. But the parents, when you do Salah Qur'an, it will make them allow.
Now, if I buy an iPad which I want, but not need, would that be an extra deal?
What do you mean by you buy iPad that you want? You don't need. Yes? So that means you are not making use of it really. Huh? No. Not the whole function. you are making use of him, there's something that is very, very important to you. So what you look is, for instance, now somebody has a BlackBerry. You want to have a BlackBerry? Is it worth it? So if the person is worth it, maybe he has the money to buy it. It's not something that is okay, it's not your level. So then it will be extravagance on his part if it's not worth it. Secondly, is given to that person. If it's something that he looks beyond is above his level, it is better for him to maybe sell it and leave it for something that is better. But if he has something that is important that he's going to use it for, then make use of it since it's a gift to him. Or if he buys it himself, but he knows that this thing is important for him, maybe he can save him so many things. In that case, there's nothing wrong. And that, as long as what usefulness is there, maybe sort of using this thing for sort of using it, either of if he doesn't buy this thing, maybe you will be running after some other things and headers. So this is really determining what is extravagance and what is not extravagance.
Now, so many of the Muslims in the West are forced to operate interest-based banks, noting that there is no alternative. What's your advice?
Well, you can't say people should keep money in their houses now, particularly when what they have is more than what can be kept in the house for safety purpose. So in that case, the rule to be able to collapse, necessity will make them put their money in the bank. But when they put the money in the bank, and they collect the interest, some scholars say you shouldn't collect it. Some said they should collect it and expend it in Fisabilillah. So this is what most scholars are opposed to. They should collect it and expend it in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe by giving it to the needy and so on and so forth. So this is what most councils, or the three councils, this is what they are upon, that the person should. But when you don't have any need to put money in the bank, the council also say you shouldn't put money in the bank. Okay, let me just go and open an account with your bank. If there is no any genuine reason for you to open an account, there is no need. Because if you avoid, if you don't take interest, there is still a place where you are falling in what? In the river. Because the money that you keep in the bank will loan it to people on what? On interest. So it's your own money. And the money of other people that they are using to what? To try. So in that case, one will fall under the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ calls the active riba, the one is giving riba, one more, and the one that is what? Giving people riba to eat. And it says that all fil ism sawa, they are equal in terms of what? In terms of sin. And that's why it is necessity that can make you keep your money in the bank, or a serious need. Necessity or what? A serious need. Something that is really worth it. So if there is no necessity and there is nothing that is serious, that is a serious need, there is no need for you to open an account in the bank, because your money will also be used to loan people. So that's why the scholar said necessity can push you to be a mukinu riba. Necessity can push you to be a mukinu riba. Somebody that is giving somebody riba to eat. Take for instance, somebody who goes to the bank and gets loan, for instance, because he was in serious need or in serious necessity. Say for instance, maybe he's sick, or somebody is sick for him, and there is no alternative to take care of this person except by getting loan from the bank or from another person. Can you take it? Or should you leave that person and allow the person to die? For that was so much necessity and make him take it. So by taking that, he has become what? A moving liver. He's given somebody liver to him, because when he's paying, he's going to pay with interest. But by necessity, push somebody to be asking liver. No necessity can make him be somebody eating liver. No necessity. Because you are the one given. You are the one not given. And that's why the bank cannot take liver from people, because they are given people. No necessity. The fact that what they are doing is what is a necessity. It's only people who are coming to them to get loan that can be what? A victim of what? Necessity. But not all of them. Some people are just borrowing over to widen their business. So all those people, they are the same with the bank in terms of what? Punishment. Allah save us. Last question. When the bank puts interest on it, he shouldn't make use of it. He should give it free service in law, but not for himself. Then some scholar said you shouldn't take it at all. Then some scholar said you should take it. But when you take it, it's not something that you spend to yourself. When you spend it to yourself, you are what? Acting river. You are eating river. So no necessity can make you be acting river, can make you eat river. Who put the money in the bank? And of course, the one who put the money in the bank, it is the one that has kept in the bank that has accrued that interest. So it's haram on him to eat it. If he eats it, say that he needs money to do this. No necessity can make you eat river. No necessity can make you eat river. How that is clear? So if you give it to the other person, that's also in need of money. So it's okay, it's not the one that has watched. That has eaten the river. How that is done. So Allah Allah, 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 Allah,